Nyanwok Molow legged State Minister for Peace to watch food distributions to families affected by recent flooding in Rumbegis County.
And as the government and people's representative, we came here to witness all this and give the message back to the concerns. As the Minister of Peace Building, my message is this time is the time they need to unite, the time they need to stand up for each other. If your house is not affected by flood, no matter what happens in the past, you have to forgive each other and stand up for each other. Share the little you have, as God provide more for you.
Benjamin Makur Mabor is the secretary for the Committee for Mobilizing Funds. He says he thanks God for touching hearts of the diaspora community and other well-wishers who contributed millions of South Sudanese pounds and humanitarian supplies.
As a committee that came up with the initiative to support the communities that are affected by flood in Irumbek East, so we thought, since humanitarian will take a little bit of time to respond, and based on the scarcity of resources in the country, we should also shift in as community to support our own people. And so we set up this committee to raise funds, and we managed to generate 45 million South Sudanese pound, and we also managed to have $2,000.
He says the committee has purchased food and essential goods, including 500 plastic sheets and over 500 bags of maize flour for families affected by the floods. Madhio Makwaich, government chief whip of Lagos State Assembly, says the situation in Rumbegis County is dire, with the many residents searching for higher ground forced to settle along roadsides.
The situation is really very bad. You can just see on social media, you can check on my social media, or you can check on our WhatsApp group. You will see very terrible photos where the whole house collapsed, the whole compound. If the house is having four or five houses in Tukulin, the same compound, they collapse. People are on the road because the road is a bit higher. So that is the situation on ground. Now, whether we are going to continue, yes, we are going to continue. And we are actually asking everybody, whoever think there is a need or there is a responsibility for him to contribute little money, we shall appreciate that money because we need these people to be helped.
Makwaich is calling on the diaspora and the community and the international community to help the flood's victims. Residents whose homes are submerged in water says they have not experienced such devastating flooding for nearly four decades. Last month, the United Nations Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs highlighted the flooding impact across 38 of South Sudan's 78 counties and the Abyei administrative area. The floods have affected at least 735,000 people and displaced more than 76,000 across the country. For VOA News, I am William Ladmabur, reporting in Nairobi, Kenya.